Amen. You can praise him again.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. The psalmist, amen, speaks to us in, amen, this 90, amen, second psalms. Can you say amen? He, amen, is, amen, letting us know, praise God, that, amen, our God, the God that we serve, the God, amen, praise God, that we lean on, the God that we depend on, amen, praise God, is a righteous God.
Amen.
And amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, what, amen, God produce as his children, as the sons of God, are righteous people.
Yes,
can we
Lord.
Say amen? And amen, praise God. God, amen, praise God, is looking, praise God, at the righteous. And he makes some definite promises concerning, praise God, their living.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, amen.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
witnessed for God, amen, here, amen, on the earth before we go to the grave. Can you say
yes.
amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. We will have a record in heaven,
our
can you
God.
Say amen?
Amen,
that will witness of our witness while we walked upon the earth. And amen, praise God, we, amen, praise God, want to know, praise God, that it will be, amen, praise God, pleasing unto God. Amen. God, amen, makes, amen, praise God, mention in this 92nd Psalms of, amen, the righteous flourishing. And, amen, he says they will flourish even as the palm tree. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He says, amen, praise God, of the righteous, praise God, that they will grow, amen, like a cedar in Lebanon. Amen, praise God. These, amen, praise God, that are given, praise God, by way, amen, of example, the palm tree and the cedar of Lebanon, praise God, are just given as examples, praise God, to let it be known how God will bless, amen, praise God, the righteous. For we will flourish as the palm tree. We will grow, amen, as a cedar in Lebanon. And he, amen, praise God, wants us and makes the comparison of us, amen, to the trees. Amen, praise God. And he goes on, praise God, to identify these trees as not just any trees, but they are the planting of the Lord. Now tell your neighbor, praise God, when God plants,
God
amen,
plants.
Praise God, he establishes.
Yes,
amen, praise God, nobody can plant like God can plant. And
okay.
amen, praise God, when he does, amen, praise God, amen, it is to be known that this is the planting of the Lord. Amen, praise God, what, amen, praise God, God plants, amen, praise God, is disease resistant. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, what God has planted, sin cannot, amen, destroy. Because it's planted of a God. Amen, praise God. He identifies the planting of the Lord, praise God. Amen, praise God. Not only as, amen, it is the planting of the Lord, but that it is planted in a specific place. Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen, praise God. You can't plant, amen, praise God, enduring trees anywhere. They have to be planted, amen, in specific places. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Don't go, amen, praise God, to New Hampshire looking for palm trees. Can you say amen? You won't find them there. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. We, amen, praise God, have to understand that, amen, nature demands, praise God, that certain kind of trees be planted
yeah.
in certain places. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. And so God, amen, praise God, points out the specificness, amen, praise God, of the planting of his trees. Can you say amen? He says, praise God, in that, amen, 13th verse of the 92nd Psalms, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. And so, praise God, our planting, amen, praise God, is going to be, amen, in the house of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It will be here that you lay down roots. It will be here that you be established. It will be here that you receive, amen, those nutrients that you need, amen, praise God, to be able to flourish and to be what God is calling us to be, that is ever bearing.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. Not only, praise God, amen, praise God, will, amen, praise God, they flourish in the courts of the Lord, but, amen, praise God, the verse 14 said that they shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we might desire to use age, amen, praise God, as an escape. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But God says, no, amen, I still want something of you. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Maybe you can't raise your hand as high as you once could. Amen, but raise it as high as you can to give God the glory. Can you say amen? Why? Because I want you to be whatever bearing. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, when we look at, amen, praise God, what God, amen, praise God, is designing for his people, amen, praise God, he is, amen, making the analogy, praise God, or using the metaphor of trees, and amen, praise God, and he is, amen, praise God, using that metaphor, praise God, amen, to show, praise God, that there, amen, praise God, will be, amen, praise God, a growing, amen, and an uprightness, praise God, of the trees that are identified, amen, as his trees. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the subject today, praise God, is ever bearing. And so we want to focus on the aspect of the planting of the Lord, amen, praise God, amen, in that part as it relates to ever bearing. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, amen, praise God, in the, amen, praise God, United States, praise God. Well, let me talk about strawberries. Amen, there are, amen, praise God, a variety of strawberries, praise God, that they identify as ever-bearing. And praise God, what it means when, amen, praise God, they identify these bunch of strawberries as ever-bearing, it means within the season, hallelujah, praise God, that they bear fruit, hallelujah, praise God, that, amen, praise God, as soon as the fruit is born, amen, praise God, and comes to maturity, amen, praise God, it flowers again, and again, praise God, to bear, amen, fruit. And so within a season, praise God, here in these United States, you can get a variety of strawberries that are identified as ever-bearing, and they bear in the summer, and amen, praise God, and continually through the summer, you'll be able, praise God, to eat of that fruit because they are ever-bearing. Amen, praise God. But, amen, praise God, understand, praise God, that the strawberries that are ever-bearing, praise God, in these United States, amen, praise God, especially in the northern areas, amen, praise God, amen, are ever-bearing in a season. And so then while they are ever-bearing, they are still limited, amen, to a season. Amen. But if we were to go out of the country or into a place where, amen, praise God, there, amen, the climate is different. Amen, praise God. Amen. That, amen, praise God, amen, idea of ever-bearing would not be limited to just a season. Amen. Because, amen, praise God, where the climate would be warm all the year through, amen, praise God, not only would, amen, it produce fruit, amen, in what we call summer, amen, but also in fall, also in winter, amen, praise God, it would be ever-bearing. bearing throughout the whole year. What is your point? Amen, Pastor. The point is, amen, praise God, in relationship to ever-bearing, amen, praise God, sometimes there is a limited frame, amen, praise God, and in other times there is a more expansive frame, but still it is to be ever-bearing. And so, praise God, whether or not, amen, praise God, your time is long or your time, amen, is short, amen, it is still, praise God, amen, the desire of God that we as the people of God would be ever bearing.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus? And so God, amen, praise God, wants us, amen, praise God, to be, amen, knowledgeable of the fact that we are, amen, to be identified as the planting of the Lord. Amen, praise God. The psalmist began to talk about a man, hallelujah, praise God, that didn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight was in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditated day and night. I tell your neighbor, praise God, I heard God say that I would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Tell your neighbor, praise God, amen, there is a way, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, to be in the place where you can be ever bearing. Amen. God identifies that man, can you say amen, who doesn't, amen, praise God, sit in the seat of the scornful, that man, praise God, amen, praise God, as the being one, hallelujah, praise God, who is like a tree planted where by the rivers of water. Tell your neighbor, praise God, again, it makes a difference where you planted. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, this man, praise God, that the psalmist identifies, amen, praise God, who meditates in his word day and night, hallelujah, praise God, is identified as that tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth his fruit in his season. Can you say amen? Understanding, praise God, that the season may be long or the season may be short, but amen, still in his season, amen, he will produce, amen, fruit. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the day that you got baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, you came into your season. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The day God delivered you, praise God, out of the bondage of sin and loosed the cords, amen, praise God, that bound you, you came into your season.
Amen.
Anybody saved can say, I'm in my season.
Say
your name. Hallelujah. I'm in my season because I've been delivered. I'm in my season because God, amen, brought me out of my darkness into his marvelous light. The day you spoke out in other tongues, having been baptized, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, you became a sapling tree. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, amen, when I spoke out in other tongues after being baptized, or before or after, in the name of Jesus, amen, I became a sapling. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you didn't come, amen, in the body of Christ grown up. Can you say amen? You had to be planted. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, amen, you can't, amen, survive without being planted. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God get a tree, he plants it, and he know where to plant his tree. You ought to give him another praise. Hallelujah. Heard about God planting, amen, praise praise God, in the beginning, it was God that planted the garden. Can you say amen? It was God, amen, that initiated, hallelujah, praise God, the planting, amen, of the natural garden. And amen, praise God, it is also to be understood that God is the one who will plant his spiritual trees. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, ain't no way I can remain a sapling if I've been planted by God. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, praise God, I will grow as a palm tree grows. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I gotta grow. Can you say amen? Why? Because I'm the planting of the Lord. And God knows where to plant me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor over and over and over again. God says, amen, they will flourish. Can you say amen? Well, what do you mean flourish? I mean I'm going to do good. Can you say amen? I don't care what else might be going around. Amen. I'm going to do good. Why are you going to do good? Because I'm the planting of the Lord. I will flourish. I will grow up. Hallelujah. As a palm tree. Can you say amen? I will be strong. I will be tall as a cedars of Lebanon. Tell your neighbor, whatever my issue might be, I'm able to loom above it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we don't look, amen, at trouble. We don't look up at trouble. We look down over trouble. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, God lifts us up above. He does not put us beneath. He has, amen, the desire, hallelujah, that we rejoice in the high places. Tell your neighbor, I can rejoice in a high place because God has lifted me up. Can you say amen? And when you lift it up, you ain't got to hold your head down. You can continue, hallelujah, to lift up your head. Look, hallelujah, God said, I'm going to put them, I'm going to make them, hallelujah, my planting, and they will be planted in the court of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, you need to know that if you get rooted and grounded in the word of God, at the house of God, you ain't got to worry about when the storm comes. Can you say amen? Why I ain't worried about being planted by the Lord. I am a tree of righteousness. I will flourish. Can you say amen? So learn how to look at your trouble and learn how to look at your problem and speak to it and let it know that you know who you are. Tell your trouble, I will flourish. Hallelujah. I will flourish even in adverse condition. Can you say amen? How can you flourish? Hallelujah. When your friends done left you all by yourself, the world don't understand. Can you say amen? The reason is I'm the planting of the Lord. How you gonna flourish when your money gone? How you gonna flourish when you don't feel good in your body? How you gonna flourish? Can you say amen? That obstacle and this obstacle and that obstacle in the way. But I'm sorry, obstacle. I'm sorry, money. I'm sorry, friend. I'm sorry, condition. But I heard God tell me I will flourish. How many believe the report of the Lord? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the righteous will do good. Tell your neighbor, in the seat of the scornful, but hath a delight in the Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Can you say, it don't matter how long you live. Can you say amen? If you say, now if you ain't saved, that's another story. Can you say amen? But if you say, it don't matter. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke in other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave me utterance. Can you say amen? I got life from God. Can you say amen? And when my natural man perish, can you say amen? Don't worry if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved. We got another building, eternal, in the heaven, that is made by the very hand of God. Tell your neighbor, yeah, I will live eternally. It will not be in this body, but I will live eternally. But while God has given me a place in this body, he wants me to magnify his name. He wants me to glorify his name. He wants me to bear fruit. Can you say amen? Amen. In my season, can you say amen? When I get through doing it, I'm going to turn around and do it all over again. When it bring me out of this one, can you say amen? I'm going to praise him as I go in the next one. And when it bring me out of that one, I'm going to praise him as I go in the next one. Tell your neighbor, amen, you're going to be ever growing. Can you say amen? And if you don't grow, can you say amen? Amen. God's going to be calling for fruit. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't stop. Can you say amen? Every branch in me that beareth no fruit. Oh, Lord. Can you say amen? If you ain't going to do nothing, can you say amen? You just taking up space. And tell your neighbor, God is efficient. Can you say amen? We don't waste space. Tell your neighbor, God, don't waste space. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You know the parable. I'm going to close in a few. You know the parable. Can you say amen? The good man came to the tree looking for fruit, and there was none. Can you say amen? Y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
God said, the master said, cut it down. Can you say amen? Why does it encumber the earth? In other words, hallelujah, it ain't doing nothing but taking up space. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, ain't no child of God, amen, supposed to be, hallelujah, just taking up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, do something. Do something. Can you say amen? Ain't no child of God supposed to be just taking up the space. Tell your neighbor, I gotta do something. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. He said, cut it down. Why does it encumber the ground? But the groundskeeper said, wait, master, have mercy. Let me dig around it. Let me put in, amen, praise God, some fertilizer. Can you say amen? And give me a little bit more time. And if you come back after, amen, I done dug around it. If you come back after I done fertilized it. If you come back after I have done all of that and there still ain't no fruit, then cut it down. Can you say amen? Y'all, amen, gotta realize that in the house of God, your fruit is being dug around. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in the house of God, fertilizing is being laid to the root of your tree. Why, Lord? Because, amen, I want fruit. Can you say amen? And you supposed to be ever barren. Ain't nothing supposed to take away your praise for me. I pray you. Can you say amen? You still need a just magnify your name. I remember that I was once blind. I remember I was once in bondage. I remember my mind was once gone. Can you say amen? But now, whereas I was blind, whereas I was in bondage, now I'm free. Tell your neighbor, I will bear in my seed. Can you say amen?
But God said, and you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Every tree that beareth fruit,
thank you.
He's going to purge it.
Amen.
You say amen. Tell your neighbor, he's going to purge it.
Yes, Lord.
You say, I'm coming. Can you say amen? Then you know who your God is. He's a stickler for perfection.
He is. You got to believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's telling you.
Praise God.
He is.
He don't just be satisfied.
No, he don't.
Till you reach your potential.
No, yeah.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus? And you thought you was hard on your children. You look at your children and say, you can do better than that. Don't bring me this D. Don't bring me that C. You can do better than that. Why? Because you were able to recognize potential in your children. Can you say amen? And you wasn't satisfied with them saying, here it is, Daddy. Here it is, Mama. You said, no, bring me something better than that. Can you say amen? If you can see into your children the potential that they have, oh, don't you know God can see into his children the potential that they have? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And we are telling God like that. And God said, no, you can do better than that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. We're giving God a little bit. Can you say amen? But God said, I want some more. Because you can do better than that. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Times will draw you away from just Sunday. It will bring you to Friday too. Can you say amen? Times will draw you. Can you say amen? Why? Because you're going to need, amen, praise God, to drink from that well. You're going to need the strength. And amen, where will you flourish? In the house of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen to this man planted by the tree. Amen. God said, not only will he bring forth his fruit in his season, but whatever he does, can you say amen? Are y'all hear me? What a place to be. Can you say amen? That whatever you put your hand to, amen, praise God, you are directed by God, and God blesses us. Amen, praise God, whatever you put your hand to. Hallelujah, what a place to be in God. Amen, praise God, to know that God is working with you in your life. Planted by God. Planted in the house of God. You need all the word you can get.
Yes, my God, my God.
Tell your neighbor, I'm sorry.
Yes, Lord.
But you need all the word
my
you can
God,
get.
My God.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And tell your neighbor, don't stop being hungry.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop being thirsty.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Tell him again, don't stop being
hungry.
Don't stop being thirsty. Just say, thank you, Jesus. You want to be filled with righteousness, but you ain't hungry. You want to be filled with righteousness, but you ain't thirsty. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Your heart don't pant after God like the heart at the world room. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I can take it or I can read it. No, you can't really leave it because you need it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You want to be planted in God. And those that are the redeemed of the Lord are planted, amen, praise God, in the courts of our God. Look at your neighbor and say, this is
where
you can establish in his word. This is where you learn, amen, praise God, the faithfulness of God. This is where, amen, praise God, you decided to stand, amen, praise God, on the promises of God. For every promise of God is sure and steadfast. For God doesn't, amen, vacillate with his promises. His word is not yea and nay, but it is yea and amen. Can you say amen? Amen. That's the God, amen, praise God, that we serve. Amen, praise God. Yes, I will do it. And yes, I will bring you up. And yes, I will make a way. And yes, amen, I will lift you up. And yes, I expect you to produce fruit.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
On the fruit production and the trimming. Understand that, amen, praise God, trimming is not just required when there is negative things. Amen. Can you say amen? If you know about trees and the fruitfulness of trees, amen, praise God, if the truly, amen, praise God, just say, for instance, since I got a pear tree, I can say pear tree. If the pear tree produced too many pears on the tree, if it's just full of pears, there's pears everywhere. Can you say amen? The tree needs pruning. Mm-hmm. Their prayers, amen, praise God, is the right kind of fruit. But it cannot become the kind of fruit that is delicious and beautiful and edible, amen, to the degree that is so enjoyable if it's too many. They have to be thinned out. One aspect of pruning is thinning out.
Do it, Lord.
Can you say
it,
Lord? Tell your neighbor, some things gotta be thinned out. Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen. Why are you thinning that out? So that you can produce an acceptable fruit. Because it ain't no good for a pear tree to have a whole bunch of pears that you can't eat and enjoy. Can you say amen? It's got pears everywhere, but none of them are bigger than a hickory nut. No bigger. And it's hard and you can't enjoy it. Why? Because, amen, it's got too many. It's too many. Has to be cut down. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen, praise God, each one of those pears is going to draw strength from that tree. And amen, praise God, if there's too many of them, none of them can reach full potential.
That's right.
And God, amen, is perfectionist. So, amen, praise God, so when he starts seeing too much, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. It ain't just the negative stuff that they drink.
Go ahead.
Can you say amen? Some of the stuff that had, amen, praise God, the idea of what, amen, praise God, it is supposed to be is pear. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. There's too many of them. Can you say amen? So you gotta cut that. You gotta cut that. So, Pastor, amen, praise God, what is it, amen, praise God, for us trees? Can you say amen? We ain't no pear tree. What is it? Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. We sometimes desire to please God as a good desire.
Yes. Right.
But we run into too many directions trying to please him. Can you say amen? And we don't realize, can you say amen? Yeah. Amen, praise God. What, amen, praise God, Mary came to realize.
Yeah,
can you say amen? Yeah. Jesus had to tell Martha, you encumbered about a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? But only one thing is needful.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? And Mary has chosen that good part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it will not be taken away from her. Can you say amen? So, amen, praise God. You got all the Christian books. You got all the Christian TV programs. You got all the Christian, amen, buddies that you talk to. Amen, praise God. But don't let that stuff hinder you from faithfulness to the commitment of the work where God has placed you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So if God has placed you in a place to work, where is your major commitment?
Oh, that's mercy.
Not to somebody's book.
Yeah.
Not to somebody's TV program.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Not to somebody's ministry.
Yeah.
But to where God has placed you. Because if you all over the place, you're not going to have but them little hard pairs that can't nobody use. It's the right stuff, but it doesn't come to fullness of development. Are y'all following
this? Amen.
Can you say amen? And so then that means God get out the things to trim some stuff.
All right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Put that book down. Come to Bible class. Amen. Praise God. Put that, amen, praise God, program down. Come to Sunday school.
Yes.
Get yourself up out of the bed. Amen. Praise God. And seek the face of God. Can you say amen? Cut this, cut that, and cut that. And be faithful where God has planted you. We are the planting of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm the planting of God.
I am.
And when God plants you, he says you will flourish in his courts. And I close, amen, praise God. God don't ease up on us.
Trust me.
Because we get some years
no,
on
don't.
Us.
He
to
don't.
Say amen.
I'm telling
amen,
you.
Praise God. I got 73 on me. And God still say, come on.
Amen.
Come on. Can you say amen? I ain't got the place to say, well, Lord, I'm 73. Can't I take a little break?
And God said, work like that.
Can you say amen? Amen. Even in your old age, you're still going to be flourishing. God has designed it to be so. Oh, you can find an excuse, but you got to look for it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you don't find excuses if you don't look for them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
It's
now, amen. If you want to find an excuse, you want to first be looking for one. And why are you looking for an excuse? It's self-revelatory. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. So don't look for none. And you won't find none. Tell you never, don't look for no excuse. You won't find no excuse.
That's it. That's it.
Listen, amen, praise God. God said, even in your old age, amen, praise God, God is still going to have you being fruitful.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter, amen, praise God, as long as I can lift my hand. I'm closing. I'll get ready to close. But amen, we used to fellowship, and we will go back to Virginia to fellowship. But we used to fellowship with a pastor in Virginia, and he became blind. He became blind. Amen. Praise God. And he couldn't move around on the pulpit. Amen. Praise God. He had them set a chair on the pulpit. And this blind man, amen, preached the word of God sitting in the chair.
That's what you from do.
The
pulpit. That's what you do.
And you say amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Why? Because it was committed. Amen. Praise God. To give God. Amen. Praise God. The service that belonged to him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we have to draw, amen, praise God, that commitment into our own bosom and understand who we are. We are, amen, the planting of the Lord. We are the trees of righteousness. Amen. So even in your old age, you're going to be ever barren. Why? So that God might be glorified.
That's right.
The world wants to see, amen, that God will be faithful to you as you are faithful to him. Even in your old age, he ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to forsake you. And he's still going to allow you to be fruitful in the house of God. Amen. Praise God. We are, amen, praise God, trees of righteousness. Look at your tree across from you.
Amen.
Look at your tree on the other side. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord.
Yes, God.
And what God has planted, can't nobody uproot.
That's right.
Can you say
that again?
What God has planted,
can't
nobody destroy. Trees of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. And so then, praise God, understand that, amen, your season ain't over.
if you're still alive, if you still got breath in your heart, if you've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you are in your season.
Amen. Oh, scripture.
Don't be sitting somewhere talking about waiting for my season to come.
You are.
You're in your season.
That's right.
And you say amen. Yes. Amen. Don't be sitting somewhere talking about when this happened and that happened. Can you say amen? I will produce X, Y, and Z. No, you are in your season, because you are the planting of the Lord. You will flourish. Can you say amen? Amen. Just don't be that one that shut down the house and say, I ain't producing no fruit. Can you say amen? Because every branch in here that don't bear nothing, amen, he will take it away. Can you say amen? That don't mean that you done lost your salvation. That means you done lost your life. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, if you don't produce, amen. Praise God. And take it up space.
Yes, God.
And let us not, amen, praise God, forget that God, amen, praise God, is studious. And he don't waste space. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, if you don't want to praise him, if you don't want to serve him, if you don't want to give him the glory, amen, praise God, then look out, because you just taking up space. Amen, praise God. But don't let that be said of you. Amen. God has put you in a place where you can be fruitful. Amen. Praise God. Grow as the palm tree. Amen. Flourish as the cedar of Lebanon. Yes, it is God. The purpose of God for your life. God bless you so that you will be ever barren.
Come on, give God a praise.